Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
Here's some music by Esmo Nawe, Mr. Dunko, 7:34. That's your time. Thank you so much for choosing us. We are two slappies away from celebrating a couple of milestones. First of all, 35 years of being a sovereign state. That's one. And number two, the fact that we will have our first female Commander-in-Chief. And we've been having this conversation.
So excited.
It's extremely exciting.
Yeah.
And we will continue to have those conversations right throughout the week until on Thursday, because on Friday everybody's must not come off on holiday. And yes, happy Namibia, this and that. Member of the governing party SWAPO, as well as our go-to person when it comes to politics. Dimbulukeni.
More or less.
Are your nails done, bro? Do you have clear gel on it?
What is that?
Are your cuticles cut?
Come on, what is that?
Bro, we are from the village.
Oh, so you're a biter.
Yeah. Why am I exposing myself?
Come on, why am I even? What is a nail clipper? I have teeth.
Why? Me, I'm going to spend the $2 on the nail clipper for what? That $2 I can go somewhere else.
Right?
Anyways.
NSK.
Yeah.
I thought we were doing a Friday one live at the stadium. Now what's happening with
you? I know we can do it. Huh? No, I thought, Moskucha, I know you'll be very busy there with the dignitaries and.
You're probably not even going to get sleep on Thursday, so just, you know.
No, we can hammer it from the stadium, as I believe. No, that one is confirmed. It's done. It's done now.
All right, guys, let's get right into it.
Dimbulukeni, man, let's have a conversation about our president-elect. That's Netumbo Nandi Daito Abuta. Look, I mean, yesterday we spoke about her character. We spoke about just locally, what should we expect her personality?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that you said is motherly love. Today, I mean, fact is, Dimbo, she's going to be the president of a country. And Namibia, for the longest time, has always said that they are an enemy to none and a friend to all. She was the deputy prime minister and she was the international relations head honcho. What do you think will be her outlook as now the commander-in-chief going forward with the international world?
I think one, I just wanted to help our young ones on the first name when they are going to do their
homework.
Their homework. So the name is Ndempelila.
Mm-hmm.
It's simply translated paving the way. Now, of course, you are going to see that she's
going to pave. Wow, okay. Mm-hmm.
So you see that now she's paving the way for us as a first female president. But of course, what you want to see on her outlook is diplomacy, because remember, since 1974,
yes,
when she left the country for exile, and you have to see that she was deployed and delegated to be also part of the diplomatic front of the SWAPO party, negotiating for the peace and independence of this country. Even in as far as being in Dar es Salaam around from 1974, around September to 1986 in Tanzania then. Now, you see that in terms of the diplomatic front, one of the profound things that she always says is that, look, Namibians, and as Namibia, even when she was minister, she would say that she's guided by the Namibian constitution. Now, in terms of our constitution, what does it say? Article 96 really speaks about the foreign relations that Namibia must have with other countries, one of which is to say that you must be the principle of non-alliance and the principle of non-interference in the affairs of other countries. So you begin to see that already at the diplomatic front, there is that command of the constitution that guides her, and she has done exceptionally well.
Mm.
She stood with Cuba, for example, under the American embargo, because there's no way that we can break the umbilical cord between Namibia and Cuba, not just because of the liberation armed struggle, but but necessitated by the relationships that we've maintained. You'd see that we've sent a lot of students to Cuba to go and study medicine and dentistry, and they come back to do so well. Cuba, a small country that has also contributed in the, even during COVID, you'd see that they were the ones who were sending doctors across the world because that is their specialty. So I really look forward to this leadership because, or this presidency, generally because of not just that she has been a diplomat for a very long time, but she also understands international relations. So you'd not expect Namibia to have any conflict with any other country under her leadership, but most importantly, I look forward to mutual beneficial relations because she has that ability of negotiation. I mean, one of the things you pick up when then the articles we were reading earlier was speaking about when she met former president of Ellen Johnson of Nigeria. So now you hear this conversation when she always speaks about it to say, look, we were going to negotiate and our chief negotiator on behalf of the country, and she availed her space to us. And for you to be just a normal minister, you're going to meet the president or a chairperson of a AU establishment, and UN establishment, and you needed to have this conversation. It really speaks to character and your ability to remove yourself from fear that when you enter this space, you are commanding and you are given the task and responsibility to deliver. So I really, really look forward to such presidency.
Yeah. And you know what, now that you also just mentioned this, I was thinking about the conversation that we had yesterday, and you know how you put emphasis on how she's, you know, very motherly and so forth. But I think also one thing that I'm very curious about is Menetumbo's leadership style, you know. And I just want to ask you this morning, you knowing her the way that you know her, are we about to step into an era as Namibians for ourselves of an Angela Merkel era?
Well,
every time I saw Angela Merkel, I was scared for my life. Is it going to be one of those, like, I can be motherly, but also when it comes to business, it's going to be business? So what is her leadership style?
Well, you see, what she speaks about generally, and that's what you observe, is that she wants pragmatism. What does that mean? You know, this big word. So it's looking for practical solutions and working together with everybody. She takes notice that, look, for 35 years, we've done exceptionally well as a country, but we need to move a second gear. Why? Because the generations are no longer the same. The problems that we have today cannot be postponed for tomorrow. So it means that you must be able to be a leader that works with people. And that is what she has done over her tenure of leadership. So you want to work with people to find practical solutions. That's one. Two is the question around accountability. Remember, for the past 4 years, people are saying there is no leader that wants to take people to task. Even when some things were really done, I got a personal conversation with one of the late president's persons, chief of security, and you could hear that really the president had an ear for some of these things that did not sound right and took people to task. The only thing is that it was never publicized, because when you're at that level of leadership, not everything is required to be in the media. But of course, you want to hear, and this is what Menetumbo is saying, that accountability, integrity is part of the day-to-day. It's business unusual. So that's what he even says in the acceptance speech, so that it will not be business as usual, because we want to look at meritocracy. Because now, remember that, Chekwan, we could be friends, and then I must appoint you to a position just because we are friends. Or we must condone your actions because we are friends. So she's saying that, you know, come the 22nd of March, on Saturday, we are in a new transition where we must now look and reaccount and say, but does Dimbulukeni deserve to be where he is? If not, where can he best be placed so that he's able to contribute towards the development of this country? Remember, like we are saying, that the problems of today requires today's solutions and not tomorrow's intervention.
Dimbulukeni, I mean, I'm happy that you mentioned Cuba, because it has been a curious case. Or as a country, we find ourselves, or we've been finding ourselves in a curious position Because, I mean, we have relations with the U.S. and we know what's going on between the U.S. And Cuba. And we also, we have a very, very deep relations with Cuba. Now, here's the thing. The times have changed with the U.S. They have a new president. And the last, how many days that this gentleman has been in office, he has proven to be exceptionally direct with his leadership style. Do you think it will be problematic for the new administration, the U.S. administration, if they now get wind of our, if he gets wind of our direct relations with Cuba? Do you think there will be repercussions thereof? And how do you think Manitumbo will handle
react,
that?
Yeah.
I don't think we'll find ourselves in a South African case, for example. For example, because the level of leadership that you find in administering some of these things is really on a very exceptional thing to do, because once you are able to deal with some of those things, you are going to find really cordial relationships. Because remember that even when President Trump was president 4 years ago, we never had issues, because we had managed, and it's not the Cuba-Namibia relations is not a new thing, and I don't think it's people who are just finding out now, but ultimately we have a way on dealing with some of these things, because her leadership character would never be one of that want to inflame, and remember it will go against what our constitution is saying. That's why she's saying, even when she's asked on this foreign relations question, she says, look, Article 96 is clear. We don't interfere in other nations' affairs, but however, we need to take a position, because we are guided by the principle of solidarity, then the respect of human rights, and the importance of self-determination. Because remember of where we are coming from. That is why even when Minister Dausab went to The Hague and argued our case, remember all those things the U.S. is seeing, but they take cognizance of our actions and respect that diplomatic foreign relations. Of course, there are waters that you would never want to charter, but I don't think she would get to the point where her leadership or during her tenure we go in problems with the U.S., for example, getting sanctions or your ambassador chased away, declared persona non grata. So, yeah.
All right. Well, Dimbulukeni, thank you so much, Abuta. We appreciate you. We will continue with this conversation tomorrow. We appreciate your wisdom, and hopefully tomorrow we will, maybe Friday actually, we'll find that Deloyoye song
for
you. Mekeloye song for you.
I have it on my playlist.
Okay, then we will make a plan for you for Friday.
Yeah.
Sharp. Thank you so much, Dimbu.
Bye-bye.
No, thanks a lot, guys. Enjoy the day.
Taze, cheers.
Investment jargon got you down? Don't worry. Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.